now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Radio airwaves are just amazing. Let's take a time travel journey across the airwaves, across the radio dial, through 100 years of recorded music. I'm Brad Savage for Cruisin' the Decades. This show is unlike any other because you can hear the progress of recording technology and the different styles and genres of music through the decades, one song at a time, for a 100-year full century journey. And we're going to start way back in 1910. Actually, this song goes back to 1908. It was composed by Nora Bays and Jack Norworth, and it was used in the Ziegfeld Follies in 1908 and 1909, one of the Tin Pan Alley songs of its day. This song is called Shine On, Harvest Moon, by Miss Walton and Mr. McDonough, from 1910. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couple sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Oh, shine on, harvest moon of
my bride, for I love you. Why should I be telling you this secret when I know that you can guess? Harvest moon will smile, shine on all the while, if the little girl should answer yes. Oh, shine on, harvest moon of you.
So shine on, harvest.
show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Child that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous. Let's misbehave. When Adam won Eve's hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say the spring means just one thing to little lovebirds. We're not above birds. Let's misbehave.
Let's misbehave. Let's misbehave.
If you'd be just so sweet and only meet your fate, dear, 'twould be the great event of 1928, dear.
Let's misbehave.
Listening to 100 years of music. It's Cruisin' the Decades. Let's Misbehave. That's a Cole Porter tune written in 1927. That was originally written for the musical Paris. And that's one of the earliest popular versions of that song. Irving Aronson and his Commanders. Recorded for the Brunswick record label in 1928. That's one of those songs that has a pretty strong contemporary usage in pop culture of the past few decades. The Irving Aronson version was used in a couple of Woody Allen films, and then in Christopher Walken and Steve Martin's Pennies from Heaven, a 1981 film. It shows up there. It was the closing credits to the film Johnny Dangerously. It was used in that film Time Cop in the 90s, and even Elvis Costello did a cover of it. So that's a pretty famous song by today's standards, but there's the earliest pop chart topping version of Let's Misbehave. Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Do you collect records? Are you interested in recorded music history, the roots of modern music? Well, this is the show for you. I've been an obsessive record collector for like 30 years, which is amazing because I'm only 25, and the basement is out of control, and I figured we got to do something with all of these old records and my crazy music memorabilia collection, and we've now introduced Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music, and now 20 great radio stations strong carrying this show, and we hope that it's entertaining and fun, but you might even learn something. And that's what studying music and art is all about. It's Cruising the Decades, and let's continue along into the 1930s. One of the greats of the big band and swing era, Artie Shaw and his orchestra, a celebrated American clarinetist, composer, band leader, and even an actor and an author. He wrote fiction and nonfiction. Artie Shaw is one of the greatest, and you could go down a rabbit hole for hours and hours and hours getting to know all of his music. His biggest songs include Frenesy and Begin the Beguine, which I do believe we've played on this show in the past, but we're going to zip to 1939 for a song that is a little bit of a personal liberty for me. I'm picking this one because it mentions my name. The song is Serenade to a Savage. This is Artie Shaw's orchestra on Cruising the Decades.
Hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to Radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruising the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruising the Decades, Global Edition.
Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife, we highly treasure and take great pleasure in our plain way of life. Few the fussing and the fighting, sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek, we'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy few, a fussin' and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a rightin'. Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go few and fightin' again. Fightin', a feudin' and a fussin', that's all that's going on with us. And we are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbor's chickens. Daughter, shouldn't daughter, least though she could run like the dickens. They hit her with a shovel, few, a fightin' and a fussin'. No use of standin' here a cussin'. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go few and fightin' some more. Fightin', a fussin' and a feudin'. Why did that sheriff keep intrudin'? He was a curious critter, yup, he was swell. It's a shame he was pushed down the well. Water, the well water, the doggone stuff don't taste like it oughter. Look here, city slicker, that's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with your shoes off, you, a fussin' and a fightin'. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shootin' iron, mo, I'm gettin' a yen to go feudin', a fussin', a feudin', and a fussin' again.
Isn't that just kind of a curious song, especially lyrically speaking? Cruising the decades into the 1940s, that was Feudin' and Fightin' by Dorothy Shay, known as the Park Avenue Hillbilly. That was from 1947 on the Columbia Records label. A really curious song, and interestingly, that was classified as country. It did real well on the early country charts, and it also reached number 4 on the Billboard Folk Chart of 1947. I never even realized there was a folk chart going back that far, but a real interesting song. And then a year later, a musical came out, Feudin', Fussin', and Fightin'. That was released in 1948 from Universal Studios. But a fascinating song, and hopefully something that expands your horizons, and maybe you've just discovered something new and great that you kind of love, and look at us all coming together for knowledge and enjoyment of music. And it's all because of the radio airwaves. I know it's kind of a lofty concept, but on Cruising the Decades, our hope is to bring people together through music across vast distances, thanks to radio airwaves or internet broadcasts. We're on plenty of internet stations as well, including Radio Bucks in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and CityInternetRadio.com, an adult rock radio station based out of Cleveland, Ohio, an internet digital broadcaster. And we'd be curious where you are. Where are you listening to the show? What radio station are you tuned into? Email me, Brad, at thesummit.fm. I'm in Ohio. I'm in Akron, Ohio, home of the Black Keys and Devo and LeBron James. And we create this show at my radio station, The Summit. That's where I'm employed full time throughout the week. And we had great response to this show on The Summit. And now we've branched it out globally. This is Cruising the Decades. And we're going up now into the 1950s. I love this early 50s doo-wop sound. This is the Hollywood Flames. And it's the original version of Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. This is from 1957. Hollywood Flames on Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, buzz, buzz, buzz goes the bumblebee. Tweedledee-dee-dee goes the bird. But the sound of your little voice, darling, is the sweetest sound I've ever heard. I've seen the beauty of the red, red rose. Seen the beauty when the sky's blue. Seen the beauty. Darling, and I hope someday you'll be mine.
It's a global journey through the history of recordings and through my basement where I've been collecting records for years. That was Buzz, Buzz, Buzz from the Hollywood Flames from 1957. That was a number five hit on the U.S. R&B chart in 57. Co-written by John Gray and Bobby Day. Bobby Day would go on to have a big hit, Rockin' Robin, a few years later. Also, the lead vocal in the Hollywood Flames is Earl Nelson. Well, Earl Nelson is well known from later work with the duo Bob and Earl. Cruisin' the Decades is a 100-year exploration throughout music history. I'm Brad Savage, and we do this show every week. If you are a music lover, this is a great way to explore and discover something old, something great. If you're someone that has a curiosity for recorded music, the roots of modern music, and what we listen to today, this is an interesting show. And since we span 100 years, there's at least one or two songs for everybody in any age group on this show, unless you want to be morbid and realize that at the early portions, the teens and 20s and 30s songs, a lot of those people have passed on. But the music lives on, and this show is almost like a hall of fame to the roots of pop culture and contemporary music. It's Cruisin' the Decades, and now a tribute to Lamont Dozier. Motown Records in the 1960s. Holland, Dozier, Holland. Brothers Brian and Eddie Holland, along with Lamont Dozier. Arguably the most successful songwriting team of all time. So many famous songs. Leaving Here, Heat Wave, Mickey's Monkey, Can I Get a Witness? Where Did Our Love Go? Baby Love, Come See About Me. How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Nowhere to Run. Same Old Song. I Hear a Symphony. These are just some of the famous songs. So famous you don't even need to identify the name of the artist. You just know the song by title. These are some of the most cherished recordings of the 1960s and 70s that will live forever. Well, recently Lamont Dozier passed away. He was 82 years old. And we're going to play one of those signature tunes from Motown in the mid-60s. This is The Four Tops on Cruisin' the Decades.
Sugar pie, honey, but
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
That's the band. The band is called Hello, a British glam rock band of the mid-70s. That was New York Groove, original version, by Hello, which went top 10 in the UK and also hit the top 10 in Germany. And then a few years later, it was covered by Ace Frehley of Kiss on the Kiss solo albums, on Ace's solo record. He covered New York Groove, and that's where it became known to most American audiences. But you just heard the 1975 original New York Groove by Hello, written by English singer-songwriter Russ Ballard. Boy, you should look up Russ Ballard if you like anthemic rock songs. He was a big writer for other artists, and he did his own stuff, too. But Russ Ballard wrote Since You've Been Gone for Rainbow. He wrote Winning for Santana. He wrote I Know There's Something Going On for Frida and Phil Collins. He wrote You Can Do Magic for America. So he's got some great history as well. This is Cruisin' the Decades. We're doing 100 years of music, one song at a time, one song per decade. It could be any song, it could be any style, but we do a 100-year musical journey. Now, at this point, we're broadcast on 20 stations, AM and FM stations, mostly in America and in Canada, on CKLB in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Canada. CKLB 101.9 FM is the voice of Denendeh. So proud to be on the airwaves in Canada's north, and also I mention every week, we're heard on shortwave radio stations, shortwave long-distance broadcasters, signals that go for hundreds and thousands of miles through oceans, across borders. Shortwave is where we get the most correspondence for this show. And I got to give a hats off to Channel 292 in Germany. This shortwave station, channel292.de, they transmit from Rohrbach, Germany. They're on three different frequencies. They broadcast Cruise in the Decades. Well, we have so many listeners across Europe to report this week. Hello to Reinhard in Subtitz, Germany. Thanks for the note, Reinhard, and thanks for listening to Cruise in the Decades. Also, Michelle in Civitanova, Italy, listening on Channel 292. We've got Heiko in central Germany in the town of Otro, Germany, also listening on Channel 292 shortwave. And we've got Juan Carlos checking in from central Spain. All of these folks listen from Channel 292. Here in America, we're on WBCQ, the Planet Shortwave. They have a mega transmitter in Monticello, Maine, right on the Canadian border with New Brunswick. And we're saying hello to Bob in Waterbury, Connecticut, who listens frequently through WBCQ, the Planet. And also on 5950 kilohertz, a major North American shortwave radio signal. 5950 is WRMI, Radio Miami International. And we want to say hello to Jason in Allens, Tennessee. And he says he loves the program, loves the concept, and listens to a Saturday night broadcast on 5950 each and every week. So thanks so much for cruising with us 100 years of music. And we're off into the rockin' 1980s. 1982 was the year. This is Asia. Only time will tell on Cruisin' the Decades.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes. There's no disguising it. It really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along. It's in your eyes.
There's no disguising it, that we are starry-eyed. You think that I this lie is over, lost like the tears that used to tide me over.
Custom selected, hand curated selection of the most interesting records ever recorded. One song per decade for over 100 years of music. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition, with your host, Brad Savage. Cruisin' the Decades.
Chicago, can't stop driving, I don't know why. So many questions I need an answer. 2 years later, you're still on my mind. Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart, who holds stars up in the sky? Is true love just once in a lifetime?
Dancing.
Such a reflective song, such an emotional song. I actually like that one better than the big hit. You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, 100 Years of Music. That was New Radicals, Someday We'll Know, from 1998. Now, their big hit was called You Get What You Give. You still hear that one quite a lot. That's been kind of an enduring song. But New Radicals, led by Greg Alexander, had just one album, and the band split. He became a record producer in the Chicago area, producing music for other bands. And that was the follow-up song, which did okay, but it was not a big hit. I happen to like that one even more, though. I like the lyrical content and the late-night driving feel for that song. Someday We'll Know, from New Radicals. That's our 1990s pick on Cruise in the Decades. New Radicals had that one album and then kind of imploded. However, they did a one-off reunion in 2021. They performed one song, You Get What You Give, as part of the inauguration ceremonies for U.S. President Joe Biden. And since then, that's it. I think Greg Alexander is back to work producing other bands. This is Cruise in the Decades, where we do one song per decade. And now we're flipping into the 21st century. Here we go. We're going to go to 2009 this week for a big pop singer at the time, a breakout superstar on her first and second album. In more recent years, singer Kesha has become a little bit more introspective, a little bit more indie and alt-rock based, but boy, those songs were bangers. The big hits were such big, huge songs. You could not escape this song in 2009. The artist is Kesha Rose Siebert, or just Kesha, and this is TikTok on Cruise in the Decades.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
girl?
Grab
my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, oh, oh. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out of the police. Shut us down. Police shut us down. Po, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight.
Walk in.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up.
over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
It's a French electronic group known as M83, formed in the early 2000s in Paris. Now, in 2011, M83 had an album called Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. And that was Midnight City. One song per decade, 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, a journey from the roots of modern music to where we are today. And we wind up in the 2020s with a contemporary song each week. And this week, get ready for new artist Cecilia Castleman. This is an artist to watch. She is from Nashville and has a full-length album coming out. She's apparently grown up in a very musical household, and her producer on her record is Don Was. Don was is kind of a Detroit area music industry mogul and a legend. He was in the band Was Not Was, and he's produced a ton of artists through the years. She's also working with Daniel Tashian and Benmont Tench from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And this is her first record. This is Cecilia Castleman. Watch out, though. This song will get stuck in your head. You will be hearing it over and over in your mind all the rest of the day. You can thank us later. Cruising the Decades with Cecilia Castleman. And this song is Lonely Nights.
Feel it only lasts a moment before the weeping willows cry. Are you tired? Are you lonely? Well, I wonder why. I see us only last forever. Oh, I won't deny. When you're crying at the moment that you close your eyes.
Selection on Cruisin' the Decades. That was Lonely Nights by Cecilia Castleman, new artist from Nashville. Watch as her star is rising this year. Discovering new music is part of what we do on Cruisin' the Decades. Join us again next week.
Over 100 years of music history in the course of just 1 hour. You've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different with The Summit. Local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.